CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 4th of February, 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB is seeking resources for British Science Week. The new RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar is coming up. And there are RSGB district representative opportunities in Region 5. But that's not our region, so I'm not reading those. The RSGB is collecting resources to help you get involved with British Science Week, which runs from the 8th until the 17th of March. The theme this year is time. If you have any resources and are willing to share them, please send them in. The RSGB has provided some already, including example risk assessment and some lesson plans. You can also get advice on how to contact your local school or college to offer help. The Society would like to add to its resource base, so please share your ideas. If you already have an event planned, please let the RSGB know. This will be useful for others to see. Let the RSGB know whatever you're planning so it can be added to the webpage. If you're going on the air, tell everyone when to listen out for you by sending dates, times, bands and modes. Send your information to the RSGB British Science Week Coordinator, Ian Neal, M0KEO, at Bravo Sierra Whiskey at rsgb.org.uk. And to see all the resources, go to rsgb.org/Bravo Sierra Whiskey. The RSGB's next Tonight at 8 live webinar is this Monday, the 5th of February. Gwyn Griffiths, G3ZIL, will be giving a presentation called Propagation at HF. What can we learn using digital modes, Whisper and FST4W? Gwyn is an associate member of the RSGB Propagation Studies Committee and will present some new and exciting research. You can watch and ask questions live on the RSGB YouTube channel and special BATC channel. For more information about the presentation, go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/webinars. The RADCOM team is looking for a VHF and UHF columnist. James Stevens, M0JCQ, has recently retired from this role following the birth of another child. The RSGB thanks James for his work on the column and wishes him well for the future. If you're interested in this opportunity to contribute to RADCOM, please email radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Hamcation is one of the world's largest annual gatherings of radio amateurs. This year, it starts in Orlando, Florida, on Friday the 9th and runs until Sunday the 11th of February. The event's website contains lots of information, including details of forums, speakers, prizes, and a special event station. You can read all about it via hamcation.com. And now for details of rallies and events. The Mid-Cars Radioactive Rally will be held on Sunday, the 11th of February at Nantwich Civic Hall, Market Street, Nantwich, postcode Charlie Whiskey 5, 5 Delta Golf. The doors open at 10 a.m. and admission is £5. There will be a wide variety of trader stalls covering every aspect of amateur radio. Raffles will be held throughout the rally. Refreshments and snacks will be available in the hall, and parking is immediately adjacent to the venue. The Red Rose Winter Rally will take place on Sunday, the 25th of February. The venue will be St. Joseph's Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, postcode Whiskey November 7 to Papa Juliet. Access for exhibitors will be from 8:30 a.m. The event will be open to the public from 10 a.m. Hot and cold refreshments will be available. Further details can be found via the West Manchester Radio Club's website, whiskeymikeromeocharlie.co.uk. Send inquiries to Les G4HZJ via lesjackson@ntlworld.com or phone 07796-264-569. Now the special event news. Today, the 4th, is the last chance to work special call sign Tango Mike 26 Papa Victor Juliet. The station is active on the HF bands for the 26th festival, celebrating the opening of the Yellow Wine. This year, the festival is taking place at Arbois in the Jura region of France. QSL VAR F8GGZ. Victor India 100 Mike Bravo is a special call sign for the Manly Warringah Radio Society, VK2MB, in Australia to celebrate the 100th anniversary of its formation. The station is active until the 25th of February, QSL via Logbook of the World and EQSL. Now the DX News. Keith G3WRO is active as 8 Quebec 7 Whiskey Romeo from the Maldives, AS013, until the 6th of February. He's operating SSB on the 40 to 10 metre bands and possibly also on the 80 metre band, QSL via Keith's home call. Michel F5LRL is active as Charlie November 2 Delta X-ray near Kanitra, Morocco, until the 10th of February. He will operate CW and SSV on the 40 to 10 metre bands. He's also using FT8 on the 6 metre band. QSL via EA5GL. Now the contest news. Today, 4th, the 432 MHz Affiliated Societies contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC using all modes on the 77s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Monday the 5th, the 80-metre club championship runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC using SSB on the 80-metre band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 6th, the 144MHz FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC using FM on the 2-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And it's followed on Tuesday the 6th by the 144MHz UK activity contest running from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 2-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 7th, the 144MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-metre band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. And then there's the 144MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest the same night, 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-metre band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. That's on Wednesday the 7th. Also on Wednesday the 7th, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80-metre contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using SSB on the 80-metre band, the exchange's all 6-character locator. On Saturday the 10th, the first 1.8MHz contest runs from 1900 to 2300 UTC using CW on the 160m band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. And then there's the Worked All Britain 1.8MHz contest running from 1900 to 2359, also on Saturday the 10th. Please note that this is an SSB only contest, and all entries need to be with the contest manager by the 20th of February. See work-all-britain.co.uk for full details of the rules. The CQ Worldwide WPX Ready contest starts at 0 hours on Saturday the 10th of February and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 11th of February. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The PACC contest starts at 1200 on Saturday the 10th of February and ends at 1200 UTC on Sunday the 11th of February. Using CW and SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Dutch stations also send their province. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 1st of February 2024. We had another week of relatively calm geomagnetic conditions with a maximum KP index of 3. The solar flux index declined from 172 on the 24th to 135 on the 30th. Nevertheless, that's still enough to support propagation on the 10-meter band, with the maximum usable frequency over a 3,000-kilometer path generally being between 29 and 36 megahertz during daylight. Solar activity has been at low levels, with only minor C-class flares and one M-class flare detected. The active region, 3559, is now located behind the west limb of the Sun and out of direct view. New active region 3567, in the northeast quadrant, is showing the most promise as it appears to be in a growth phase. There is currently a 25% chance of a moderate M-class flare, according to the latest NOAA and SWPC update. Earlier in the week, we had a period of moderate S2 level radiation storming. Proton levels streaming past Earth, following a solar flare early on Monday morning, increased, but this is now declined. A minor coronal hole also became Earth-facing on the 2nd of February, so we may still expect some disruption today, the 4th. The 10-meter band is still romping along, with beacons along the eastern seaboard of the United States coming alive in the afternoon. This weekend, the 3rd and 4th, sees the 10-10 International Winter SSB contest, so there should be plenty of stations to work on 28 MHz. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may rise again, perhaps to 150 today, and up to 165 a week later. We may have unsettled geomagnetic conditions on the 5th and 6th, with the KP index predicted to rise to 3. And now the VHF and UP propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. This week, ending the 4th of February, saw high pressure to the south of Britain and fronts over northern areas. For some stations in the southern half of the country, there could be useful tropo conditions for the 432 MHz Affiliated Societies contest taking place today. Unfortunately, the frontal activity over the north will move south on Tuesday to remove any chance of these better conditions lasting into the 144 MHz UK activity contest on Tuesday the 6th of February. The period from midweek onwards looks dominated by low pressure, with rain or showers and generally flat VHF and UHF prospects, unless you are set up for rain scatter. Other propagation modes like meteor scatter, aurora or sporadically seem likely to remain in the background for the coming week. For EME operators, moon declination is negative and falling to a minimum on Tuesday the 6th. Path losses are also decreasing since their maximum at apogee on Monday the 29th, but with the low peak moon elevations, only 8 degrees on Tuesday, moon windows will be short. 144 MHz sky noise is moderate to very high all week, going over 3100 Kelvin on Tuesday the 6th. Friday and Saturday see the Moon and Sun very close together, so sun noise and antenna beamwidths will be an issue. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So for the southwest in Bristol, I have one item. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via GB3ZB from 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8 p.m. Contact is Terry M0TJX, Secretary at Tango Sierra Golf Alpha Romeo Charlie .uk, or on the phone 07889 208 090. And in South Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 6:30 p.m. There will be a club net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2Whiskey0, Victor Oscar Golf, 07900560080. Cumbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. New and old members are always welcome. The Society has a fully equipped shack for member use, which also houses the GB3YA repeater, with an Echolink connection via GB3YA-R. Both are owned and maintained by the club. Why not join the Monday evening net on 145.7125 MHz, CTCSS 94.8, with a 600 kHz split from 7:30 p.m. Contact is Ken Smith, 07411-595-103, or visit MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Thornydale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Fox 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is through Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.1 MHz from 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. On Thursday, there will be a meeting at the Society's clubhouse from 7 p.m. And finally, Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday from 7 till 9 p.m. at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Gleeblands Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 19, 7 Hotel Foxtrot. On Tuesdays, there's a net on 145.550 MHz from 7 p.m. Or you can email uskside alpha romeo charlie at gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/gb2rsschedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS News Team.